Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is the Golden Country Radio Show.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling is to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. I know you and I know why we're talking. You're wanting me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two. But now I've got better things to do.
Radio show. I'm your host, Julie Richardson, and I am broadcasting live from beautiful Golden, Colorado, and I have a wonderful, wonderful night in store for you. I have a special guest joining us shortly. His name is Elvis Carden. Can't wait to share his story and his music with you, my listeners, and just to kind of turn you on to something new for a change. And just glad you're tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. We're on the air every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I know you have better things to do, but nothing better than listening to great country music. So thank you again for joining me tonight. And I'd like to start it off with a Christmas tune that I sang. This is Miss Brenda Lee's song that I did. It's called Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. When you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a
Country Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. That was me doing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Miss Brenda Lee. I actually had an opportunity to work with her grandson in teaching, and she's a wonderful lady, super nice. I actually even got to hold her Grammy Award, which was so exciting for me to actually see that award and be able to hold it and just to know what a legend she is in the music industry. And that song was hers, and I took the liberty of doing it to get us in that holiday spirit. So again, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. This next song is Roger Hughes on the guitar and myself singing Blue Ain't Your Color.
I can see you over there staring at your drink, watching that I sing all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, seeing what treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Cause you look like you haven't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky, looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But just don't understand how another man can take your son, turn it eyes cold. Well, I've had enough to drink, and it's making me think that I just might tell you, if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you. I'd just paint you bright. Blue looks good on the sky, looks good on the neon buzzing on the wall, darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that color. It's so black and white, stealing your thunder.
Richardson, and you're listening to my show, the Golden Country Radio Show. This is a show that's designed not only to share my music like that one called Blue Ain't Your Color. It's actually a Keith Urban song that I've redone in my rendition, but it's also here to show and showcase the sounds and music of the greatest songwriters and singers that you may or may not even know. People like Elvis Garden and you know, I want to highlight their music because these independent country music singers are just phenomenal. And once you know them, you're going to get hooked and you're going to buy their music and follow them. I just know it. So thank you for tuning in every Thursday. I appreciate it. There's some listeners that tune in every single week, just hardcore. And I appreciate it. I know who you are and I'm thankful for you. And I also have to mention the John A. Hobbs Restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is in Music Valley Drive, right across from the Grand Ole Opry. And it is my favorite hangout when I go to Nashville. I have got to make a stop at John A.'s, a stop or two, that is. And they have a brand new menu. They have a new vibe. They have the best bourbon and whiskey selection around. They've got a beautiful patio and live music out there. And they're open Thursdays through Sundays. And a scratch kitchen, and you just and name it. And there's a lot of history in that little corner there called John A. Hobbs. I wrote the book about it, and I'd love to share it with you. And just, you know, you can go to my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and check out the book. And if you ever miss a show, you can just go to julierichardsonmusic.com and navigate to the radio page, click on the show that you've missed or any of the shows this season, and have at it and just check it out. So make sure if you go to Nashville, you visit John A. Hobbs. If you want to learn more about it, visit my website at julierichardsonmusic.com and read all about it. So this is Elvis Carden's song called Life Out There.
Like hell, smell like smoke, cigarettes, beer and marijuana. After losing my brother, my dog, and my mama, I should be raising some hell somewhere on the beach down in the Bahamas. There's got to be some love out there somewhere. Do like any, grab a chair at the beach under a palm tree in Daytona. Like Jim McGraw, live like I'm a dying. There's got to be some life out there somewhere. There's got to be. There's got to be some life out there somewhere. There's people out of work, foreclosures down the street, bad news and politics on my TV. See the sun go down, bikinis all around, with Jimmy Buffett down in Margaritaville. Yeah, it looks like hell, smell like smoke, cigarettes and beer and marijuana. At the beer and my brother, my dog and my mama. I should be having some fun in the sun on the beach in California. There's got to be some life out there somewhere. There's got to be. There's got to be some life out there somewhere. There's got to be. There's got to be. Yeah, there's got to be some life out there somewhere. That's for you, Mama.
I love that part. That's for you, Mama. This is Julie Richardson of the Golden Country Radio Show, and that is Nashville's award-winning singer and songwriter Elvis Carden, our special guest tonight. And let me bring in Elvis now. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Julie,
I'm doing well. I have looked forward to this show. I can't tell you. I just become a real big fan of yours.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You know, this pandemic's got everybody crazy.
Isn't that the truth?
It messed up our music world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just dried up, you know. This is the only way to keep it going is virtually like this. So that's why I was doing this radio show, to keep, you know, keep my music out there, but also the music like yours, and to educate the listeners out there that there's other people besides, you know, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill and all those people, that there's some great singers and songwriters right here at the tip of your fingers that you could be supporting, and just like yourself, yeah, you know.
So true. Yeah, being an independent music artist, and you know, but when you got, and not just me, but a lot of artists that has a lot of CDs, mm-hmm. and you have everything ready for this year, and then you got shut down, and you can't. So the only way you could do it was, I was used to doing Skype and stuff overseas anyway.
Yeah.
So,
but
doing it in the wintertime, a lot of people could do that. A lot of people stuck at home or whatever. So it's really great that you have in this show.
Well, thank you. I'm like you though. I have a case full of t-shirts and CDs and stuff. You know, when we were out doing shows and fairs and festivals, you know, I had all this stuff, and I just bought another trunk load, and guess what? You know, all of the fairs and festivals and the shows were canceled, and now, you know, people are going online, and I hope they'll go to your website too and just start, you know, they're great stocking mm-hmm. stuffers, honestly, and they're unique gifts, and you know, it's just a conversation piece, and to say, hey, I you know, I got one that was signed, or I got to hear this person on the radio, and I'm going to look for them. I'm in Georgia, I'm in Palmetto, I'm in the area. I'm going to start looking and following Elvis, and when things open up, you know, that's what I'm hoping this show will do. And I, like I said, I just came across your music, and I was like, hey, I'm going to ask this guy to come on my show and tell us all about him. And you're just such a character, such an interesting person. You've accomplished so much in your life. And, you know, that's just, it's more than music. You know, I read where you were 16 when you joined the Army and 17 when you went off to Vietnam.
Yeah, I'm only 13. This is Vietnam at 17.
I mean, most 17-year-olds, Elvis, are afraid to go to their friend's house to spend the night, and you're off in Vietnam. That's incredible.
Yeah, that was some experience there, and I've lost a lot of vets. But I've fought for a lot of veterans' rights. You know, I was on the advisory mm-hmm. board for Trump when he went in for the accountability of VA, and the choice program and the Mission Act. And all of that got accomplished. And, you know, I've been patriotic country and gospel, and I write the majority of all my stuff, even though I got a lot of other songs that I've sang for other, you know, other writers. But mostly, you know, my life CD, the one you just play in Life Out There Somewhere, I wrote that after my mother passed away. And, it kind of tells a story of what all happened that year. The dog died, and my brother passed away, and then my mother passed away from that. So that album, the Life album, is dedicated to her. And but Life Out There Somewhere, it's an upbeat, fun song, but it's reality of what happens to people.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And I think that's why I like country music, especially because people can relate, and they can, you know, they're living those lyrics that you're singing. They can relate to it, and they, you know, I think it just.
I think people got away from it because they don't, and you know, because all the new music and the new country and all the new stuff, it don't have the writers make that music, and the writing is about life and life experience. So a lot of people's missing that, but they wanted me to get out of it. I said, look, I'm traditional country. I sing and play from my heart, write music from my heart, and I ain't changed it. I don't care what y'all do with music. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of people, especially now time, that really they're hungry for true music,
right?
And they don't have a place to get it. So it's so wonderful that you've got a show that still does that and give us opportunity.
That's the whole point. You know, I just am really striving to help and to bring that kind of music back. And you're certainly a key key aspect of this whole show, this whole thing, you know, is people like yourself, and they're singers and songwriters, and they're bringing true life to everything, and they're bringing the music back, and that's what we need. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in that. And, I'm curious. I want to know about this guitar house that you designed and built that took 16 years in Fayetteville, Georgia. I mean, I'm blown away. I looked at the pictures of that, and I'm just, wow, what a design.
Yeah, in fact, one of my children was about 3 or 4 years old, I guess, and I designed that house on the back of, took my guitar and designed the house on the a cardboard box.
You're kidding.
But anyway, it's 40 foot wide by 110 foot long. It took me quite a while working in a job and then come home and work on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but then that, after I got it built, Channel 5 done a big interview with it. And then after that, I gave it to my mother and my father. They moved in it and lived in it.
Really?
And yeah, she lived in it too. She got where she couldn't live there anymore. And then she moved back in with me, and I had a place set up for her till she passed away. And it supposed to went to my younger brother. Well, he dies in an accident right before Christmas. And so everything got tied up in courts and all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The house is there. It's in renovation. And people might see it on Google where it's got a new top and a different design. But but people all over come to see it, you know. I mean, I know it's over the world.
And it's phenomenal. I was looking at it. I did a lot of research on you, of course, before the interview, and I was like, that's amazing. What an incredible accomplishment, you know?
Well, I've done a lot in the years. I think I've recorded 14 albums, and
wow.
I got a stack of songs that needs to be recorded.
Uh-huh.
And but I'm swinging more toward gospel music than I am country, even though I've done all this kind of stuff. And
mm-hmm.
of course my patriotic albums, Lay Me Down Draped in Red, White and Blue is a double.
That's my favorite.
Song.
That is my favorite. I've been playing it every week. Love that song.
We need a lot more of that now with all the craziness going on in the country and you know, people has fought and died for our freedoms in this country and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't understand when you fought a war and you come back. And of course, life, Lay Me Down is about veterans that lived through the war and come back.
Sure.
I had uncles in World War II, one in Korea, and me and my brother was in Vietnam. And he passed away about 7 years ago. But nevertheless, the story is to keep what the American flag means and what it, you know, we fight for the freedom of the American flag, and then we're buried with the American flag. So that's what it's all about. And all this craziness going on in the country, and I tell people all the time, I said, my duty to the Constitution and the American flag doesn't expire. Y'all sent me to Vietnam to fight the spread of communism.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when you talk about socialism here, I said, wait a minute, y'all way off key. And,
and I think people don't realize that, you know, just the importance of their freedom and the people that have fought for and died for and come back just for the greatness of this country. And that's why I love that song. And if you'll allow me, I'd like to take a quick break and play that song for our listeners since it's fresh on their minds, and then bring you back on, of course, and I want to talk a little bit more. But let's play that song because it's my favorite, and, you know, it resonates, and I think everyone needs to hear it this time in the country.
Well,
so let's play.
In the holidays, you know, when we got troops here and military all over the world and,
mm-hmm.
and the job they have to do. And please do, and welcome home when they do get home.
Absolutely. All right, well, here's Elvis Garden with Lay Me Down, and we'll be right back with you.
Remember the men and women that put their lives on the line, veterans that fought and lived through those wars. Every soldier has a story, a life like no other. Veterans that fought for me and you under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lord me down. Draped in the red, white, and blue. From the trenches of World War I, across the Rhine in World War II, Normandy beaches of Balboa Hall, the cold Korean War, they have long forgotten, to the hot Saigon, rice paddies of Vietnam. She was raised at Hiroshima, on the beaches in those high seas. She flew at Pearl and Midway, planes that flew the sky. On the ships of those high seas, to the mountains of Afghanistan, the Desert Iraq and Black Hawk Down. Under the red, white, and blue. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lord me down. Draped in the red, white, and blue. When they play those taps and shoot those guns, let's loot the 21. I'll go down draped in red, white, and blue.
Elvis, thank you again for being with me tonight, and I'm just excited to share your story and your music, and I want to tell our listeners too, what's coming up for you as far as you know, how can they find your music? I know it's Elvis Carden, that's C-A-R-D-E-N, elviscarden.com, and I went to that website and it's incredible. You can see the Guitar House, you can listen to music, you can buy music. It's just incredible. Read all about Elvis on that. What else? What else can we tell our listeners?
Yeah, there's a lot of information on there. A lot of people just Google my name. I'm all over the place. I'm on Reverb Nation, and there's a lot. I'm on Amazon where you can get it. But a lot of people, especially the way things are now, mm-hmm. what I've been doing, I can, if people will just send me, drop me a note or whatever, the P.O. Box 593. Palmetto, Georgia, 30268. and they can request, they can go on my website and listen to songs or previews or something they like,
uh-huh.
or I can, and a lot of times I just burn the albums, and if I'm not
got a great
idea. A lot of them I already got in press, and I sell them, and also it supports a lot of charities that I'm involved in. Vietnam Vet Radio was a ministry for Vietnam vets and other veterans. Billy Bond, he's a 3-tour Vietnam vet, and his wife Delight sung gospel, and they have main studios out of Chelsea, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
They can pull it up. But anyway, I'm on a sound machine. I'm on a lot of places, but it's CD Baby is where most people are used to buy my CDs and mm-hmm. download.
Yeah,
but
me too.
CD Baby doesn't do that no more.
Nope.
So it kind of throwed us at all that at the same time. So what I tell people now, if they just drop me a line, if they like a song or CD, just drop me a note. In the mail, and I'll give them something to them, or they can request something.
Okay.
And or they can go on Amazon, .apple, I think's got all that stuff.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm on Reverb Nation, all the songs on there too, and a lot of videos. I'm on a lot of videos. I got a YouTube channel. I've done some cowboy videos and stuff like that.
Oh, neat. Yeah, no, I mean, and too, you know, I always tell my listeners, you can also email me at waitinthetruck@msn.com, and then I can get a hold of Elvis, too, and say, hey, they want a signed CD or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You can go through me as well, and
I'm
going to keep promoting you each week, so I hope you don't mind if I keep playing your songs and keep going.
Like I said, I've got 4,900 people on Facebook alone.
Wow.
And, of course, people now are switching off after these other sites like WeMe because of Facebook, what they've been doing. But
yeah.
I've got so many. I have a lot of vet friends there and
uh-huh.
vet organizations. But, you know, I've done the 20th and 25th anniversary at Wall.
Wow.
I sponsored the Vet Wall Fund.
Uh-huh.
And I was with James Scruggs and all that. And this is probably the only year we've missed. And but I also have a Christmas album I've done last year. And in fact, I was going to try to get it out better this year. And it's
mm-hmm.
got a picture of the guitar on it. And of course, it's got Christmas loving on there. I've got a song that's called Mama's Got It Made Working in Heaven as well. A lot of people play.
That'd be neat to hear.
I'll shoot you some songs.
Yeah, please.
Where you can play them.
Yeah, I'd love to keep playing you. I've got your song Silver Bells. I've got Vietnam Blues. I've got, of course, Lay Me Down and Life Out There Somewhere. And then I've got Climb That Mountain. And I think that's on your Pure Patriotic CD, right? Climb That
right.
Mountain. Yeah.
It's all, you know, my Pure Patriotic. I've done this song, homeless vet man when I was out in L.A. before everybody knew how bad the homeless situation was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be out there for Lifetime Achievement Award for the Indie Music Channel.
Wow.
And Chris Irwin owns that. And I was out there, and he'd had a stroke at the award show prior. And when I went to the award show downtown L.A., and most people, you know, get something like that. It's more about them, you know, but
sure.
I'd already met some vets, was living in foxholes and all that kind of stuff off Sunset Strip.
Man.
And so I told him, and he was at all his doctors there, because he had the best doctors,
mm-hmm.
and I'd done them all America for him and everything else. And I told him, I said, you know what, the state shouldn't have no homeless vets in it.
No.
And
no state
and
should.
I said, and so I got back and I done Homeless Vet Man, and that album's got 14 songs on it.
Wow.
And it's got a bunch of High Rise for 9/11, Afghanistan,
mm-hmm.
Loving a Soldier, Mighty Fine Man's a good song too. Mm-hmm. And I recognize and climb that mountains on there. And my original Vietnam blues song was number one in 67.
Yeah, I love that.
And I was with Bobby Gentry, Oakley Billy Joe, the last 6 months in the Army. That's what I've done is perform. They switched my MOS to special services. And so I was up in Aberdeen, Maryland at the time, and I was singing all over the place. And but that's how my career started, basically. I'd sang all my life and played guitar. My dad played guitar. And so I wrote the song Loving a Soldier about my sergeant getting killed in Vietnam, where Barry Settle was off the back. And when I got back, I had a punji stick in the left foot, and they were picking pieces out of it. And I came home on a medical leave and trying to get somebody to record Loving a Soldier. And when I went to record it, they said, well, you got to have two songs. It's a 45. So I sat down to my dad. He had a song called National Biscuit Blues back during the wartime. And I sat down and wrote Vietnam Blues in about 45 minutes. So when I recorded it, when I went back to Aberdeen, it was number one.
My God. Well, I'm telling you, I have them lined up because I figured I would definitely end this interview with that Vietnam Blues 67. Now, I've played it before on the show, and it's one of my favorites, too, and it was one of the first that you recorded, and you're telling me it went number one also. That's amazing. And I'd also like to play Climb That Mountain as we finish up the interview.
It's a great song about the walk you have when you, I'm not trying to put this against anybody or whatever, of course, the freedom of each people. The times we're living in, to my opinion, being born again in the spirit of the Holy Ghost is having a personal relationship with Jesus is the main concept right now.
And it can help you get through it.
Music and God's own way. I've got this length of time and do all the things I've done. And he's what gives me the music. In fact, I'm working on a song now, Get Ready for the Coming of the Lord. And I call it God's song. It's not mine. It's his. And I'm just working on trying to get where I can get it recorded. But Climb That Mountain is a good song.
Okay, well, I'm going to play it for everybody, and I just, I'm sorry we're so short on time on these shows, but I could talk to you all night long, but I just wanted to thank you again for your time, and if you don't mind, I'm going to keep promoting you, and I'm going to play Climb That Mountain and Vietnam Blues to finish us out tonight, but thank you so much, and just stay well out there, will you?
Oh, well, thank you very much, Julie, and thank you, listeners, and appreciate all you can do, and just everybody just stay safe and keep the faith. And
keep
God bless
faith.
Everybody.
Thank you. And I appreciate all you're doing for music. I really do. And you stay well and have a wonderful holiday season, okay?
You too. And bring me back for another interview later when I got something else going.
I would love that.
At least when we have more time.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you. You're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. That was Elvis Carden, and this is his song, Climb That Mountain, off of his Pure Patriotic CD.
You gotta climb that mountain to reach the top. You gotta climb that mountain to get to heaven. You gotta climb that mountain with faith in your heart and a Bible in your hand. You gotta carry your cross to the promised land with Jesus holding your hand. You gotta walk the dark valleys of trials and tribulations, each hill, pain and sorrow, believing in its will. What he done on Calvary, he rose from the dead with the keys of hell in his hand to save us all. You got to garden. You gotta climb that mountain. You gotta climb that mountain to get to heaven. See that angel watching over me and you. He left the Holy Spirit to be with you and me, to walk across Jordan to the Holy Land with Jesus holding our hand. Gotta climb that mountain to get to heaven. You gotta climb that mountain. You gotta climb that mountain. You gotta climb that mountain to get to heaven. You gotta climb that mountain to get the other side with you by my side. I gotta walk into heaven with Jesus holding our hands, knowing we took that mountain hand in hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we made it to the promised land. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, amen. We made it to the promised land. You gotta climb that mountain to get to heaven.
That he could join us tonight, and appreciate his time and his talent. And I hope you'll go to elviscarden.com and visit his website, tune in, and listen to everything that he's got. He's got a lot of songs. He's an award-winning Nashville recording artist, singer, songwriter, designer, architect, and Vietnam veteran. So you can't get much better than that. So on the next week, I'm going to have Alicia. And she's a new artist to my show, and I can't wait to share her music. And this next song is Alicia singing Yesterday When I Was Young. And I'd like to dedicate that to everybody that has a birthday coming up this month or has had one. I've got a lot of friends, like Zaina's birthday was yesterday. Earlene Smith, happy birthday today. My dad in Tampa, Florida, happy birthday tomorrow, December 4th. Lynn Wright, a friend of mine, her birthday is December 6th. My birthday is actually Pearl Harbor, December 7th. And we've got Dana Huffstutter's birthday. I think it's December 18th. I get it wrong every year, but she'll let me know. But anyway, this song's dedicated to all of us having birthdays in and around this time. This is Alicia. She'll be on next week.
It seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. I guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet, as rang upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last. On weekend shifting sand, I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day. And only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Alicia, I'll have her on my show next week as my special guest, so I hope you'll tune in for her interview. Wonderful, wonderful music. She's got a lot to share, and I can't wait to share it next week, so make sure you tune in from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Hey, I talked to a gentleman today and heard his music, and I booked him on the show for January 7th. It didn't take long. I got to hear this song that I'm going to play for you next, and it convinced me. It's like, I got to have him on this show. So I'm going to play for you now. This is Brian Hedges, Down from Telluride.
Said he's going to Colorado, where he heard that they found gold. He said he'd bring back lots of money. Said he'd love her when they're old. Well, she begged him, please don't leave me. What will I do without you here? He said, someday I'll give you everything you need, and I'll be back within the year. Can you hear it through the canyon? As it echoes through the night, gentle whispers of I love you on the wind, coming down from Telluride. Well, they say she waited for him, looking toward the western sky. And without realizing, 10 years had gone by. Well, she never got a letter, even though he said he'd write. So she decided it would be better to give up on Telluride. Well, can you hear it through the canyon? From Telluride. Well, that first fall, his claim made money. He found color in his pants. And when spring comes and the snow melts, he'll go back just like he planned. They say the winter took him. He caught a fever and he died. But there was no one waiting for him anymore to come down from Telluride. Colorado.
That's Brian Hedges right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. Super excited to have that one join us today. And we've got quite a lineup. We had Elvis Carden today. I love that. Next week, we got Alicia. And then the following week, we got Sam Schmidhuber. And then we've got Christmas Eve with me and New Year's Eve with me. And then you've got January 7th kicking off the next season of this radio show with Brian Hedges. He's got a lot more music. I can't wait to share it all with you. I'm going to be sharing it each week all the way up to it. Hey, just again, happy birthday to everybody out there in December, all of us Sagittarius. And just keep listening. Tune in when you can. And don't forget to support your local artist and your independent artist. And if you need anything and you need to get a hold of people and you're not sure how to do it, just email me at waitinthetruck, that's W-A-I-T, waitinthetruck@msn.com, and I'll get you hooked up with some great music from these independent artists. And I know we could use the support at this time and always, but especially at this time when the live venues have kind of dried up for us with COVID. So again, with Christmas time coming, let me know if you need anything. Visit my website at julierichardsonmusic.com. And don't forget Elvis's website at elviscarden.com. Check it out. It's very interesting. A lot of cool stuff on there. You won't be disappointed. So I'm going to leave you tonight again with Colorado Christmas. This is me singing. And, you know, just stay well out there and try and get into the season as best as you can and enjoy it. And until next time, so long.
Looking out the window of this Hollywood hotel, you never know that it was Christmas Eve. Billboards and the neon took the place of silver bells, and the temperature was 84 degrees. But I can hear the traffic on the crowded strip below as the palm trees poke their heads above the sea. But there's not a single reindeer, and it hardly ever snows. Santa drives a Rolls-Royce limousine. But all along the Rockies, you can feel it in the air until you ride. It's a quiet Christmas morning in the Colorado snow.